This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Wong Kar-wai is perhaps the best-known filmmaker currently working and living in Hong Kong. His family moved there from Shanghai, China in 1963 when he was five. His movie Chungking Express was the first movie that Quentin Tarantino chose to distribute in the U.S. Wong Kar-wai's new movie, Happy Together, won the Best Director Award at the Cannes Film Festival this year. Happy Together was shown last week at the New York Film Festival. The movie is about a gay couple from Hong Kong who try to revitalize their relationship by going to Buenos Aires. The film opens with a love scene. I asked Wong Kar-wai the obvious question, would he have been able to make that movie today now that Hong Kong is under Chinese rule?
I think this, the situation in Hong Kong is we have one country, two systems. If we want to make Happy Together in China, it's impossible because the censor won't say yes and you will never get the permit to make this film in China. But in Hong Kong, it's still okay. You can make Happy Together in Hong Kong.
So has anything changed for movies since the Chinese took over?
It's been 3 months already, but still, to us, I feel it's almost the same as before. And actually, we predict there won't be any drastic change or something obvious within this very near future. And we expect the changes will be obvious only after 7 or 10 years, which is, I think, mainly on the next generation.
What did you do on the day that China took over Hong Kong? Where were you?
Actually, I was shooting something in the harbor because I just want to make a documentary or just to keep something in the cameras or on my footage. And we have captured the whole ceremonies and we have captured the departure of the Britannia. And in fact, we expect something more dramatic or emotional. But it's the same as Chinese New Year or Christmas Eve. Of course, as a filmmaker, we're kind of disappointed. But as people who live in Hong Kong, we are very pleased because it means that everybody's well prepared and that's good.
Now, your new movie, Happy Together, is shot in Buenos Aires. And I'm wondering why you wanted to go there to make the movie.
It's right after Fallen Angels. My film was made in 1996. And after Fallen Angels, people keep asking me about my next film. Is it about Hong Kong 1997? Which I hate this question so much because I don't have any answer at all. So I think, well, maybe I should make the film outside Hong Kong so that we don't have to answer these questions. And because I'm very fond of a South American writer called Manuel Peak, and so happened he has a novel, the title is called Buenos Aires Affair. So I think, well, why don't we make a film in Buenos Aires? And so it starts the idea of making a film in Argentina.
And why did you decide to do a movie that is gay-themed?
Because I have never touched on this subject before, and I have worked with these two actors in the film, Leslie Cheung and Tony Leung, and we know each other so well. And sometimes I think they will be very good playing a couple in a film. And so I just asked them, and they're sad because they thought it was a joke.
What made you think that they'd make a good couple in a movie?
Well, we've been working like in my third film, Ashes of Time, and they are playing sometimes with each other. And I think, well, these two guys look alike and they have very similar air. So I think it would be fine to ask them to play a couple in a film.
Now, how did they react to the opening scene in which they're making love? Because I would imagine, I'm not sure if this is true, I imagine that there's a lot more gay sexuality in American films and American films now than there is in Hong Kong. But maybe I'm wrong.
As I told you before that, they thought it was a joke because they know I'm always changing my script, so they don't take it for seriously. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was shooting the first scene on the first day, and so they are very surprised. And one of the actors, Tony Leung, is so shocked that he just remained speechless after the shooting for 3 days and kept saying, what should I explain to my mother?
What'd you say?
Well, I told him, because he's in Chungking Express too, so I told him that if I can make you fall in love with a can of sardine in Chungking Express, why can't I make you fall in love with a man in this film? And it helps, really. And he's more relaxed after that.
That really helped, huh?
Yeah.
I bet that didn't do a lot for his mother, though.
Actually, I invite his mother to the opening night in Hong Kong, and she's very pleased with the work of his son, her son. And although Tony Leung is so tense that he get drunk on screening.
Is homosexuality a very controversial subject in Hong Kong movies now?
It's better because in the last 2 or 3 years, there's some films about gay relationships and have gay characters in the film. And normally they are paradised as something as a joke, you know, just funny guy. Or sometimes they're just being too aggressive, like I'm gay, you are not gay, so yeah, I don't like you, you don't like me. And this is also the first time that we have two really famous Asian star playing gay characters in a film. So it is quite, it makes some noise in Asian societies.
Correct me if I'm wrong and tell me if this is too personal, but my understanding is that you're heterosexual, you're straight, and I'm wondering if people have been making assumptions about you because of the movie and if that matters to you.
I always say that the film, none of the film I made is autobiographical, you know. So there's I can make a film about a killer, and I can make a film about thieves, and I can make a film about swordsmen. So I don't have to be a killer, but I can still make a film about killer.
Wong Kar-wai is my guest, and his new film is called Happy Together, and he's a film director who lives in and works out of Hong Kong. One of your earlier films, Chungking Express, really clearly shows your love of music and your love of movies. I'm wondering if you were exposed to a lot of movies and music growing up in Hong Kong.
In fact, Chungking Express and Fallen Angels to me is a film about Hong Kong. The main characters in the film is Hong Kong, the cities. And actually, it's all the music, all the sound in the film is the sound of Hong Kong. Because you can hear all this music or this kind of sound in Hong Kong everywhere. And in fact, this is the case.
What was it like for you growing up with rock and roll and pop music lyrics that you didn't understand because they were in English?
Just to me, they are just sounds, you know. They're just noise. And sometimes the sound, the music become a reference of time. Like when one song is very popular at one time, you can hear it in a coffee shop, on the taxi, on your way to the airport, and you can hear even the same song in other cities in Asia. So I think, well, sometimes music it becomes a reference of time and reference of space. To me, I think this is sound, and this
right.
is not music.
Have you, though, been surprised now that you understand English about what some of those songs were about?
Yeah.
Is there an example of a song that surprised you once you understood the lyric?
Something like California Dreaming.
Which you use in Chungking Express.
Yes.
So what did you think it was about before you heard the lyric, before you understood the lyric?
I thought it was a song for a commercial, you know.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you think they were selling?
Something like orange from California, you know.
All right. So when...
Because,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, no.
No,
you
no,
go
no,
ahead.
You.
Because when we were kids, there's always have an image that Californias are mostly related to orange, you know. All the orange came from California. I don't know why.
And you probably didn't know what the climate was and how somebody in a colder climate would be yearning for the warmer climate of California and for for all the all the excitement that it represented in the 1960s. What year was this a hit in Hong Kong?
I don't know. I just pick up these songs, and I think this song is kind of simple-minded, and it fits the film. And in fact, I pick up this song before the film, and I asked my cameraman and the actress, Fei Wong, to listen to this music because I cannot give them a synopsis. I don't have a script, so I just tell them the film should be like this, and that's it.
So you wanted the film to look like California Dreamin' Sounds? Is that
no, move like.
To move like it.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Because I always ask my cameramen to dance with the camera, so I have to give him some music. Sometimes I give him tango music, like the case in Happy Together. Sometimes I give him California Dreaming. And in Fallen Angels, I just give him Massive Attack.
What were jukeboxes like? What kind of records did they have from different countries?
Bob Dylan, I think, Neil Young, and of course, Bruce Springsteen's, and some Canton pop and Japanese pop. Well, in fact, Hong Kong is like a big cocktail party, you know, you have everything there, and it's fun.
Now, what about movies? I think you were clearly influenced by art films as well as Westerns and action films and dramas and so on. Was it easy to find a variety of films playing growing up in Hong Kong?
Well, I just enjoyed the experience of watching movies because when we moved to Hong Kong, I was only 5 and my father was working in a nightclub. So he normally worked at night and sleep at the daytime. And we don't have any relatives and we cannot speak the local language, which is Cantonese. And my mother is a big fan of movies, so she bring me to cinemas, I think, almost every day after school. And in Hong Kong, you can easily access to Hollywood film, local film, European cinemas, and Japanese film. So to me, just it is something very exciting because I'm just students. After school, we just walk into the cinemas with our lunchbox, and I really enjoyed the experience, and I don't care, is it a Hollywood film or is it a Japanese film?
So you probably didn't understand what they were saying, you just, it was just
of
like a, you did understand?
Yes, of course, they're not so difficult, because they're spectacular, you know, all those Westerns, and sometimes the samurai film, and some ghost stories, and I think it is kind of an adventure for a kid.
My guest is film director Wong Kar-wai. His new film, Happy Together, played the New York Film Festival last week. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Hong Kong-based film director Wong Kar-wai. His films include Chungking Express and Happy Together. Your family left China when you were 5.
Yeah.
In 1963 to move to Hong Kong. My understanding is that you had an older brother and sister who were left behind in Shanghai. Why couldn't they come with you?
Well, because it's by the regulation of the government, I think, you can only take one kid at one time. And my father, because he just settled in Hong Kong, so he thought it's better for me to come with my mother first, because since I'm the youngest, and later on he can ask my mother back to Shanghai and bring the other two. But so happened, it's right before Cultural Revolutions. And when I got to Hong Kong and my mother trying to go back to Shanghai, it's too late already.
So who brought up your older brother and sister?
My grandmother.
It must be interesting to see what a different life they've led from the life you led.
Yes, it is quite... it is quite different because my mother has a very big family in Shanghai, which we have like more than 30 cousins, and we live together. So my childhood before 5 is very, full of kids and very joyful. And my life in Hong Kong is just me and my mother. And my sister and brothers, they still live with the big family.
And so much of your childhood, it sounds like, was spent in movie theaters. And I would imagine your older brother and sister who grew up in Shanghai didn't get to see these movies, and they probably have experienced so little of what you've experienced in terms of music and movies.
And they spend a lot of time in reading novels. And they read the French, like 18th century novels from Balzac or some Russian novels. And we just write letters to each other. And because I want to catch up with them, so I began to read these big books when I was only like 12 or 13.
So that's interesting. What you shared was, you know, French fiction.
Yes.
That's what you had in common. That's kind of nice. I mean, that you could find something like that.
Yeah.
To share.
Because I'm still feel very close to them, because we are very close when we are very young.
Have they seen any of your movies?
Yes.
In China?
In China, yes. My third film, Ashes of Time, was released in China. And there's some bootleg copy of video of Chungking Express and Fallen Angels in China, too. So they can see the film.
Did they like them?
Well, I'm not sure they like them anyway, but they are very happy to see my film, and they're very proud of it.
I'm wondering if John Woo's success in America, he, for our listeners who don't know his work, he most recently did Face Off, and he too grew up in Hong Kong. I'm wondering if his success in Hollywood is giving you any ideas about coming here.
No, I think I cannot make films like John Woo, so I think his success is
irrelevant.
To me, it is something, I must say, I'm very happy for John, but it's different stories.
Tell me what you mean when you say you can't make films like that. What, how do you see your films as comparing to his?
To me, I think John's film is always very clear. Everything, the narrations, the characters, and everything is very standard. And I think it is very suitable for him to work in Hollywood. And he liked to work in Hollywood. And I think we should be very happy for him.
See, you think that your films are more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Anyway, John works with the script, and I work without the script.
Right. Well, that's hard to do in Hollywood, isn't it, to work without a
right.
script?
Yeah, right. I think so.
Before we go, I have to ask you about pineapples.
Yeah.
And for listeners...
It's natural.
For listeners who've seen Chungking Express, there's a scene where a lovesick cop, whose girlfriend left him a month ago, decides to eat 30 cans of pineapple. She left him 30 days ago. And the day that he's eating this is May 1st. So he's eating 30 cans of pineapple that expire on the day that he's eating them. Would you explain how you got the idea for this? His ex-girlfriend loved pineapples, by the way. So would you explain how you came up with this?
Actually, I like fruits a lot, but I hate pineapple. So I think, well, what is the biggest punishment for a man, like this is to have him eating 30 cans of pineapple. And I actually asked the actor Kinashiro Takeshi to eat some, you know. And he hates pineapples now.
He hates them now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really like pineapple, but as I watched the scene and the actor keeps eating more and
you
more
like
of it.
You like pineapple?
Yes, I like pineapple. You got a problem with that? Pineapples are very good. In moderation.
In a can?
Fresh. Not
okay.
In a can. But the thought
with cream or without cream?
Definitely without cream.
Okay.
But as the scene went on, I mean, it does become a little sickening. And of course, the character does eventually get sick. But how many pineapples did you how many cans of pineapples did you force this poor actor to eat?
I think more than 20.
Did you really?
Yes, but I think it's good because it's a canned pineapple that is so small. It is a small can. if I ask him to eat a fresh pineapple, I think like 20 fresh pineapple, it is too much. God bless you. Don't eat too much pineapple when you have problems, okay?
The movie Chungking Express is available on video. Wong Kar-wai's new movie, Happy Together, is now playing in New York and will open in other cities later this month. He hopes to shoot his next film, Beijing Summer, in Hong Kong and Beijing. He's been waiting 6 months for a permit to shoot in China.